So, first of all, then, let's talk about Crewe as a challenge, as an opposition. You faced them recently. What do you know about them?
They're a tough team, Crewe. It's always tough going there, but obviously we got a good win there in the league, so I think, confidence will be quite high for the lads going into this game.
Do you expect them to approach it the same way? Do you approach it the same way now you know one another's strengths and weaknesses?
It's different, things can change, the formation could change, the team, you never really know in football, but, we'll go there in the same intent as what we were in there in the league, and that's going to win.
Speaking of formations, you right now, you're the number 10. You're the guy that starts things off and holds things up, etc. Are you more comfortable with that role now? How do you see it?
I was saying before, I'm happy to play anywhere, to get on the pitch and, and put the shirt on. It's great honour. So I'm happy to play anywhere, and if that's up front, then I'll do my best there to hold it up for the lads. And if it's in behind, then I'll do my best to try and create goals.
Because it's been a situation for you at United where you've either played in a midfield three. I mean, to be honest, I could throw out any number of things, but this is the latest role that you have. Do you enjoy that? Do you have a better position?
No, I definitely enjoy it. Yeah, it's it's I really do enjoy it. Brings you further up the pitch, and obviously with Iggy out injured and stuff like that, then it's a big responsibility for me to step up and get some goals and bring others into play and try and get them goals as well.
Playing the way that you are having to play at the minute, because prior to, I don't know, was it the last international break? Not that it was really a break for United. You'd scored a few goals. The role has now changed. Is it harder for you to score goals now in the role that you've got because you've got the emphasis to bring others in?
No, not really. Still had chances. Some I should have scored myself, and it's just a case of getting in the box and try and get in there as much as possible. We've seen Saturday a lot of balls went across the face, and we created a lot of chances. And like just getting used to that new position really is up to me to get in that box and be the one on the end of the crosses.
Because it's almost like you need to be a jack of all trades in the fact that you need to be the target man to bring the others in, but you need to be the fox in the box, as it were, to be there 4 yards out with the crosses coming. I mean, that is quite a responsibility.
Yeah, it is, yeah, and we're doing it today. As soon as you get the ball wide, it's people look at it as it's quite tough, but if you look at the reality of it, it's a 15, 20 yard run into the box, and just a case of doing that as quick as possible and obviously trying to get on the end of it.
I suppose the key to the success of the role for the team, not just how you play, is the runners and making sure there are people within 5 or 10 yards of you.
Yeah, definitely, it always helps when you've got a few runners run off you. If you hold it up and the team's quite far back, it's tough because before there's two or three around you. But when there's runners, and there has been the likes of Scoogs, Wallace, Doyle's always there in front of you, and Murph, it really does help you. You can try and play one touch around a corner, or hold it up, and when they run off you, like Red Arrows, we really do attack people. But I do agree, it's a lot better when they run off you.
And I sometimes wonder if you wouldn't mind a second figure. It wasn't going to be Higdon the other day, but McNulty, Porter, somebody else up there with you. Would that be beneficial?
It depends really on the time of the game and obviously the score and stuff like that. But in circumstances the other day when we went 1-0 down and Sparky come on, it does bring a bit better because like you said, Dave, if you're going to try and hold it up and bring others into play, when that Sparky's in the box and you can maybe pull out a bit when he's going from post or what have you, and it does help in that circumstance. That like I said, we were 1-0 down. It definitely was a good idea to put the two up.
I suppose we're talking on the back of a defeat. Not a bad performance by any stretch of the imagination, but I suppose we saw that plan with some of its failings, if you like, against Barnsley.
No, I still think we created a lot of chances, to be honest. I thought Wallace went close, an inch really twice. The lad got a nick for a corner, and the other lad made a great tackle. We put one across the box. Scoogs nearly got on the end of. I thought we did create a lot of chances, and I think it's down to us more than anything to, like I said, get in that box and make that last little five-ditch sprint at the end, and it will make a massive difference.
When you look at things, because I've just sort of asked you a lot of questions about tactics, in some respects, do we read too much into that? Because it's not really what the tactic is, it's how it's applied.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, fans' point of view going the game, they want to see goals and us winning 3 or 4 nil, and you know we'd love that ourselves. But you know, realistically, it's not going to happen every week. And sometimes, you know, winning 1-0 last minute, them 3 points could get you up the league at the end of the come the end of the season. So once the you know the team and the formation's out there, which we've obviously worked on a lot, that certain formation we. You know, we've got to stick to the game plan, and like the gaffer said, if it's not working, just stick to it. And I think MK Don's way showed that. You know, we went 1-0 down, we didn't panic, kept playing the same way, kept the same formation. Only a couple of subs come on, we never changed formation, and you know, we won the game.
I suppose there is that. And believe it or not, I mean, it seems even silly to ask you the question this way, that there is this frustration that Sheffield United aren't winning by more, and with that, a cautiousness about the team, even though you are, what, 4 wins from the last 5 games, the defeat being the most recent one?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we were the ones Saturday, we were the ones second or third, and just shows, you know, a couple of people saying we're not having the best of start, or, you know, we're not doing quite well in the team, but the end of the day, we're 1 or 2 wins, and a few people obviously results coming our way from second position. So, I think we're in a great position. I think someone's going to be on the back end of a 3 or 4 nil off us, and I think once we get that, we'll be pushing right on.
So, of course, really, it's all about the cup this weekend, and it brings back fond memories from last season. Is there a part of you that thinks, yeah, we can do that again this year?
Yeah, definitely. Can't see why not. Like I said, we lived with some of the big teams last year, and you know, can't see why we can't do it again. You know, we're a good team. We're not scared of any other teams, not scared of the big teams. You go into them games wanting to win. We don't go anywhere with a negative positivity for a draw or anything like that to sit back in. We go everywhere for a win. And I think, you know, we'll handle anyone.
There is a different pressure, though, now, isn't there, in the fact that, well, I dare say Bristolians might disagree, but Sheffield United are the biggest team in the comp right now.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, and you know, it's only because of what we've done last year as well, and I think that's only good for ourselves, and pat ourselves on the back for that.